B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Lowe's. The Lowe's Just for Pros event is back. Get savings on the top tools, plus bonus perks to help you with your business. Lowe's, the new home for pros, valid 117 to 128, U.S. only. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, are you playing Wordle? I think everybody's playing Wordle at this point. I have three tips to get better Wordle scores. You don't have to post them, by the way, everybody.
Everybody's posting those every day, Wordle.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Not the answers, though, which is
nice. Just
like, I got it.
Right.
Your score. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, what's cool?
How about a nice Irish pub in your driveway?
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Pull up. Love it.
I'll tell you how you can get one.
Okay. And, boy, this is more of a cautionary tale. They've done a survey on how many wasted hours a year. It's not good. It is not pretty. How many hours we waste per year doing absolutely nothing or nonsensical stuff.
I love nonsensical stuff.
All right.
That's not a waste of my time.
Maybe you don't think it's a waste.
Waste is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay. All right. Well,
speaking of Wordle.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Speaking of wasting
Wordle,
your time.
Waste of time.
It's 2022's first viral sensation, quick little sort of Wordle 101. Mm. It's just it's an online game to guess a 5-letter word. Each turn you guess is a word and learn if it's letters in the correct answer or not. It's once you do it once, you figure out how to do it. So here are the three tips.
Right.
Pick a starting word with lots of common letters. Mm-hmm. Since your goal and your first word is to identify as many correct letters, try starting with words like arise, stare, roast, and irate. If you love vowels, how about ado?
These are all 5-letter words.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember, there can be double letters. I often forget that.
Mm.
Yeah. One of the toughest words so far, Wordle, was Abby.
Yes, got that. I missed it.
I didn't. I got that on the third try, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. I hate the Wordle flex.
Last week.
Because lots of people don't realize they can be double letters. So keep that in mind. And instead of building off your first word, this is tip number three, try a second word with all different letters.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Boy, this is going to play real well into my story this morning.
It is
about
wasting time.
You know,
it's fun though.
Well, it's an achievement.
Yes,
congratulations.
It is.
And they only do one a day, which is good.
It's a little thing.
Okay, Brian, what's cool?
All right, you want a little piece of Ireland right there in your own driveway? These two brothers up in Reading, Matt and Craig Taylor, they just started this business called the Wee Irish Pub. It's the Wee Irish Pub. There you go.
It's like a tiny house on wheels.
It's a little shed on wheels, but it looks like a little Irish, you know, pub.
Yeah.
And what they did, they just started in the fall, and they rent it out. It's $800. They'll drop it off at your house. The inside, it's beautifully appointed. Looks like an Irish pub. It seats 12.
Cool.
Wow. It's got a fireplace, the heat, TV, a little bar, all set up. They recommend getting a bartender because they do not. It has two taps, but you'd need to bring your own keg.
They're not supplying any booze.
They don't supply any booze, but once it's on your property, you can have a party with it, whatever you like.
That's great.
I think it's genius.
Yeah, because you don't have any of it.
There's no responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah. And they come pick it up the next day. You're all done.
You got
in Reading?
They're in Reading. They have a 40-mile radius, and they are booked for St. Patrick's Day.
Well,
March is booked up pretty well.
You should put that picture up, folks.
I will. I'll put it up really at cool. WROR.com, right,
that's
with our three things. Yeah, and if you want to just check them out, it's tinypubs.com.
Gee, what else could you make a little tiny trailer oven roll around besides an Irish pub? There's got to be something
pretty good
else.
One.
I don't know. I feel like that's
the bar
brilliant.
Is
brilliant.
Perfect, right? What else could you do?
I've seen a beer truck that has taps on the side.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's,
wow.
Brilliant. Maybe. Good job, guys. It kind of came out of the pandemic.
It
was their little idea.
I love that. Okay, a new poll found the average person wastes close to 2 hours a day. The problem is not all the time-wasting things that the poll listed are easy to avoid. The top three offenders? Being stuck on hold. Right?
Yeah, that's yes.
Yeah, although, you know, if you do it with your earbud in and you do other stuff while
you're
on
multitask.
Hold, you're okay.
Waiting in lines. That's tough.
Yeah, I don't like
and the worst, sitting in traffic. Okay, the average person wastes 12 hours a week on stuff like that. So if you extrapolate, shall we?
Big word.
Yeah. 624 hours a year. 624 hours a year, which is the equivalent of 26 days.
I don't think it's a waste of time.
Year.
First of all, in traffic, you can listen to us.
Okay.
One. Two, if you're waiting in line, you can listen to us or a podcast.
Right.
Yeah. And three, waiting on hold, you can do stuff.
Play Wordle.
Yes, you can play Wordle.
This is just a heads up. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you only get so many hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In a year.
Yeah.
In a life.
So, don't waste them.
That's the moral of this story.
Cut the line.
Play Wordle. Yeah. Cut the line.
Yeah, that's it.
HOV line, get there. There you go. All right, it's 622, and 31 is your high temperature today. We're almost there. It's 28 in Boston. Here's Prince. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 626. Forget that this is what it sounds like when Bob cries. There was a tragedy at the house yesterday. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did wrong. But it, you know what? It was a focus issue. Multitasking gone bad, LBF.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, thanks for asking.
Again, contractually obligated.
Yes, okay, fine. So, Carolyn is visiting our daughter, Nicole.
Oh, you're alone.
I'm alone. Lone wolf.
That's what Bob.
Oh, that's why. No, it makes perfect sense.
You couldn't tell I was alone?
No.
Yeah.
By just the food I've been posting?
Yep.
Are you crazy?
Wow.
It all started Saturday. Got a couple of au poivre hamburgers.
What the heck's an
au poivre? You know, pepper around it.
Oh.
It's like they black it, pepper around the edges of the burger.
Look at you.
Made that with some spinach and mushrooms and a fried egg on top. I posted that picture.
But there's no bread, so it's like diet.
You know what? hashtag fun without the bun.
Yeah, fun without the bun.
How about that?
Look at you.
It was
interesting
fun.
Hashtag.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, I mean.
You though, Bob.
There's no bun. So that was good. Took some grief from people who were suggesting that maybe I should see a cardiologist. But, you know, I will. That's fine.
Okay.
So
that's delicious, though.
So that went down well. So yesterday, I said, well, looky. There's bacon in the fridge and needs to be cooked.
Needs.
Well, so I decided this new way of doing it, which I used to do it on the frying pan. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Too much splatter. Too much cleanup.
You're right.
I don't like it. So we've been baking it.
Yeah, we never
fry
it anymore.
The only way to do it now.
Yep.
So I laid down my parchment paper to catch the grease.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Put a tray, bacon up, 400 on a convention bake. It was perfect.
Uh-huh.
15-minute timer. Shut the oven off and said, you know what? I'm going to let it brown a minute with the remaining heat.
No.
Just for a couple of minutes.
Didn't set her a little reminder
time. I didn't have Alexa remind me. So 15 minutes, 20 minutes go by and I'm like, man, this smells like burned bacon.
Somebody cooking bacon?
It was so, yes. See, the dogs are circling.
Yeah, right, exactly. You think,
oh
you
my
know.
God, I forgot. I've never fried crisp. It's never been blacker, crispier than that. It was disgusting.
Oh, you didn't eat it?
It was so, like, it crumbles.
Like bacon bits?
Yeah, put it on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many people said, that's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, I like a crispy bacon.
Take a look at this and tell me if it's beyond crispy. Yeah,
there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to cook.
They don't care. Well, no, it's just... See, you can't... You try to multitask.
Oh, I like it. I'm looking at it right now.
Bacon?
I would have eaten that bacon. Yeah. I would have made a BLT.
Really?
That because it would have had a nice crunch.
Burned taste.
Yeah, you know what? I like burns.
You just don't throw away bacon, right?
I don't throw away food.
No. So anyway, I was just shocked by...
I am the garbage disposal.
I was amazed by a two-legged one, which is good.
Oh, yeah, look
good.
At my, you and all your like, food posts this week.
Yeah, a lot of food posts.
Jeez,
anyway, that's what I do.
Seconds.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. Okay, check it out. Tell me if you'd eat it. ROR Morning Show Facebook page. LBF, what's cooking in dirty laundry?
Well, we have some... We have some fun things going on. An assistant did something on Betty White's birthday yesterday that I think people will be interested in. So okay. There's that.
All right.
Well, yeah, did you go to a shelter yesterday?
Everybody loves Betty.
We donated.
Did you donate?
The shelter where we got our dog.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'll talk about Betty White.
I didn't like that. No, I was burning bacon. Sorry.
Yeah,
yes,
donated
you were.
It to the dogs, though. Okay. 629, Brian. What do you got?
Yeah, you're right. Brought to you by Lowe's. Here the problem.